Welcome, everybody. Happy Thursday afternoon, Friday Eve. We've made it thus far. Hopefully, we can struggle through the balance of the week together. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Big headline today. It's been all over a lot of the national news stories. More than 30 people were indicted this morning in a case involving insider bets on basketball games, NBA basketball games, and poker games. The allegations are basically rigging, and these indictments involve four of the nation's five crime families. Cosa Nostra. It's a pretty sexy indictment. There are two specific cases. They're each separate, though there are defendants that appear in both indictments. And across these two cases, three current and former NBA players and coaches have been charged. Again, this is about defrauding gamblers and online betting firms. The first indictment accused six defendants, including Terry Rozier, a guard, current NBA player guard for the Miami Heat, and Damon Jones, a former player and coach, of trading on inside information available to players and coaches to allow a network of effectively conspirators, co-conspirators, to place winning bets on NBA games. And apparently some of this was happening in real time. One of the specific allegations is that in March of 23, Terry Rozier was starting for the Charlotte Hornets at that time. And he apparently told some of these alleged co-conspirators that he was planning to leave the game early, citing an injury. None of this was, of course, known to the public or Hornets officials. The bettors made hundreds of thousands of dollars of bets and then split the proceeds with Terry Rozier. That's icky. The second indictment, again, separate but somewhat related case, charged an incredibly well-known current NBA head coach, Chauncey Billups, who, by the way, used to play for the Bucks. Remember when Chauncey Billups used to play for the Bucks? He had that sort of weird-looking head, played with Big Dog Robinson. It's when they had those three guys that led the Bucks into the postseason a few times. Ended up being an NBA champion. He was the MVP of one of the finals. As well as Damon Jones, this is the second indictment, with participating in a series of rigged poker games that were organized by these mafia families that cheated unwitting victims out of $7 million. These poker games were across the country in like the Hamptons and Vegas and Miami and New York City. And the four of the five big Cosa Nostra families included the Bonanos, the Gambinos, the Lucchesis, and the Genovese families. And they would then take cuts of the profits from these rigged poker games. And it was the involvement of these NBA stars that helped lure these big dollar poker players into these games. It gets, pretty kind of Hollywood-esque. The indictments reference shuffling machines that had to be altered so that they were reading the cards in the deck and could predict which player at the table likely had the best hand, as well as get this, specially designed contact lenses and sunglasses to read through the cards. So the NBA has put Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups on immediate leave. Again, I listened to the press conference this morning because I love sports. I thought this was really interesting. Here were a couple of things. During the press conference, of course, like Cash Patel is out there like thumping his chest. But from the coverage that I've read today and this morning, it looks like the poker indictment was about $7 million. And one of the FBI agents this morning called these online betting companies one of the victims. I don't know about you all, but like this is bad. Game fixing or attempts to game fix, cheating. I hate cheaters. This is terrible. But is it really, like, I don't know, in context, like 7 mil? An online sports betting gambling firm is really a victim here? I don't know. We have the highest levels of incidence of gambling addiction, especially in young men, than our country has ever seen. We've legalized gambling, but only in particular places. Again, the cheating is a crime and it's bad. But yeah, I don't know. By the way, the NBA just inked broadcast deals worth $76 billion over the next 11 years. The online gambling market is estimated to be around total for 2024, like $79 billion. It's expected to reach $154 billion by 2030. And just from this first few months of 2025, combined revenue from casinos is $34 billion. I don't know. I'm just $7 billion. Like, no, the cheating's really bad, but... And the mob, bad. But it seems a little weird and disingenuous, and I have to ask a question about, like, why now? When the other big headline that I think has been kind of overwhelmed by this big press bonanza orchestrated by Lackey Cash Patel, FBI director, is the fact that Donald Trump yesterday pardoned a cryptocurrency fraudster billionaire. Okay? If you haven't heard about this, I'm here to tell you about it. This guy's name is Changpeng Zhao. He's the billionaire founder of the cryptocurrency exchange Binance. And to me, this guy engaged in massive fraud, like at scale, okay? He is now pardoned, doesn't have to pay any of the restitution, which I am certain well exceeded the $7 million involved in rich guys and online gambling companies getting bilked by these people who allegedly cheated. But that's the guy that Trump pardons? And by the way, oh, yes, the reason that he pardoned this guy, or at least I would infer a reason that he pardoned him, or why maybe the name Binance might sound a smidgy familiar to you if you've been watching or listening to this program, is because Binance is the cryptocurrency that Donald Trump's new family grift machine called World Liberty Financial, which they started earlier this year, is doing this big deal in the United Arab Emirates. So yeah, it's a guy that Donald Trump has a business relationship with. So that dude gets a pardon, a $1 billion crypto fraudster. Just a reminder, who else Donald Trump has thought fit to pardon? Ross Ulbricht, who ran Silk Road, which was this crypto Bitcoin backed fuel, that's what they traded in, that allowed human trafficking, drug trafficking. This guy was ordered to pay $200 million in penalties and was sentenced to life in prison, but he gets a pardon. Donald Trump is like the Oprah of pardons for billionaires. Hey, did you give to my inauguration campaign? Are you doing business with me? Are you willing to give to my big new vanity project East Wing ballroom that will dwarf the size of the existing White House footprint? Pardon for you, and a pardon for you, and a pardon for you. Also, a pardon from Donald Trump for Paul Walczak, the Florida nursing home CEO who stole $11 million from his employees' paychecks and pled guilty to that. But his mom wrote a check for $1 million so she could have dinner at Mar-a-Lago, and like, bingo bango, a week later, pardon for Mr. Walczak. How about Donald Trump's pardon of Salmon Melgen, the Florida ophthalmologist who was convicted of defrauding Medicare you know, fraud, waste, and abuse, defrauding of Medicare out of, wait for it, ladies and gentlemen, $73 million. And he had his sentence commuted by Donald Trump. And this crypto fraudster that runs the Binance company that Donald Trump's World Liberty Financial is doing billion-dollar deals as bridge financing for this project in the UAE. He also pled guilty to his charges. You know who else is in on the deal with the UAE and Binance? Donald Trump's foreign negotiator, Stephen Witkoff. And all of this comes in the wake of Donald Trump, since his inauguration, basically dismantling the entire cryptocurrency fraud investigatory and regulatory enforcement mechanisms that were put in place under President Biden. Because, of course, there's no potential for abuse of regular American people with cryptocurrencies. So, again, really interesting news today about the game fixing and the cheating at the poker with the rich people. And, oh, God, let's worry about those online betting companies. I don't know about you, but 7 mil and online betting companies as, quote, victims aren't what keep me up at night, nor do rich guy poker players in fabulous big mansions in Vegas and Miami and New York City. Not what, cheating, terrible. Should there be some sort of criminal investigation, perhaps an indictment? Yeah, sure. But like the big, huge celebration of how amazing the FBI, no. When Donald Trump is busy effectively selling pardons out of the White House. Makes me really angry, super disgusted. When we come back on the other side, the thing that I find so astounding about literally almost daily, yet another news report of Donald Trump's complete and utter 100% corruption, the grift that is the Trump presidency 2.0, whenever Republicans get asked about it, they're like, "Oh, I haven't heard about that. I'm not sure. Let me get back to you. Ooh, awkward. Let me dodge the question." Like, why do we know more about Donald Trump's corruption than the leaders of the MAGA party in the halls of Congress? I've got some sound about their incompetence, about his corruption next. So don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, where we point out the baloney every single day. We'll be back with more in just a moment.